Fighting the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. There was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, and David grew stronger and stronger while the house of Saul became weaker and weaker. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. This week we have been reading the first five chapters of 2 Samuel, and we see here in chapter 3 that there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. So we see again, as we saw in Joshua, that God had already, past tense, given the kingdom to David. Samuel said to Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 15, 28, "The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you this day and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is better than you." So it was an accomplished fact that David had been given the kingdom. Yet it was not yet realized or manifest. David still had to endure a battle to see that fact actualized or to see the manifestation of this promise. And it took great effort, great hardship, and great faith on David's part. It was not just handed to him. Even when God plans to bring something about in our lives, it may not always be easy. It may not always just be given to us. It may take a battle. We may need to fight and push through adversity to get there. God has promised us many things: peace, joy, or that we should be transformed and conformed into his image. He has freed us from the power of sin, past tense. So he has already freed us from the power of sin. But this doesn't mean that we won't have to go through adversity to receive these promises, or that it won't take great effort on our part, or that we won't have to fight. This is especially true with spiritual growth and a life of holiness. It takes great effort on our part to endure the sometimes painful process of being conformed to the image of Christ. It takes great battles and fierce fighting for us to live in our freedom from bondage to sin. Paul explains that he lived his life well because he fought the good fight. And that is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Paul says he fought the good fight. 2 Corinthians 10:3 says we are waging a war. And Ephesians 6:12-13 says that we are in a spiritual battle against forces of evil and that we must take up the armor of God to stand. It is in the adversity that our character is refined and our maturity grows. The battle itself is God's gift to bring us into deeper intimacy and to free our spirits to experience his presence, his mind, and his heart. It is in the adversity that our character is refined and our maturity grows. The battle itself is God's gift to bring us into deeper intimacy and to free our spirits to experience his presence, his mind, and his heart. Do we believe that? Do we really believe we're in a spiritual battle? Do we live like we believe that we're in a spiritual battle? Because if I'm in a battle, I would want to be prepared and alert, ready to defend myself against the attack of the enemy, looking for an opportunity to attack the enemy and gain ground. That's how you would respond if you're in a battle. We are in a battle for our minds. We are in a battle for our minds. We must stay focused on God's purposes. We must be working for God's kingdom. 2 Timothy 2:4 says, "No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits." No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. Beloved, we must be passionate about God's kingdom. We must love what God loves. As we saw with David in 2 Samuel chapter 1, David loved what God loved. He was passionate about God's kingdom. And so must we. We must put our efforts, our heart, and our focus on his kingdom and not get entangled and distracted by the things of this world or even by our own agenda. What things are entangling you? What things are preventing you from being focused on fighting for God's kingdom and pursuing his purposes. Be sober, be alert, be on the ready to work for God's kingdom.